A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and good evening. It is a little later again tonight, and we are in full swing at a full day rather. Got to work today, but also got to play some outside basketball with the kids for a little bit. And then, of course, we had church service, and prior to that, there was food that was provided at the church as well. So, I think I've mentioned it before. On Wednesdays, we have a food that's cooked, and good meal, and a good time of fellowship with other people that come to the church. So, that's usually around 6 p.m. If you don't have anything going on Wednesday evening at 6, come on by and get you some food, and then stay later for Bible study. And that's at Woodlawn Baptist Church in Laurel, North Carolina. One thing I did also want to just kind of mention, and this probably does tie in with today as well. I got to stop by and visit one of our senior citizens at our church. I was talking with her today, and I knew from the past that she's been at our church for a long time, but I didn't realize exactly the length that she has been there, and basically kind of pinpointed some of that description today. And what she basically said there was is that she's been at the church, I want to say, since the mid-70s, later 70s. And so just kind of looking at, I mean, I was born in 1976. And so it's been a little bit of time on the clock since then. And her life, and just, again, getting to know her through these years that we've been at our church, and basically, you know, getting to share with her, and just listening to her past experience, and as her faith was continually grounded in Christ, and just how many times she references that in her life of past experience, that there was the distinction of knowing that she was pulled through because of Christ, and because of what he was working in and through her life. And she shared some difficult instances, and, you know, like I said, just a precious lady that I've gotten to know. And like I said, really, really got to know her very well back when COVID hit. You know, we had some issues there with by mandates and so on. We had to kind of face these regulations with church gatherings and so on, especially with our older people. We made accommodations to provide DVDs of the service, and yeah, we didn't stop. Things did carry on as far as with church and, you know, meeting needs and being there for people. So got to go through that whole process, and like I said, just experience life with this precious lady. And again, I think this does tie in with today, with what we're looking at, and kind of how what James says as we started, kind of maybe a recap, if you will. So James chapter 1, we didn't really hit these couple verses yesterday, but I think it's beneficial again for us to look at it this evening. So verse 3, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So I know we read those yesterday, but I really thought about it today in the stance of, again, describing this lady that I've been able to get to know better. And I would say that in reference to what she's discussed about her life and past experience, is there was a lot of things that basically didn't just get wiped away. You would describe it that she had to face it. She had to face those struggles, those trials. But it was also a reminder that she was not facing that alone. You know, in the midst of those struggles, in the midst of those trials, that God was with her and that she was able to endure. You know, and I think that's the mark, if you will, of how things kind of start to develop within us as believers, is that we go through these things in life and we experience those trials and we consider those times that we face. And as we kind of hashed out yesterday about considering pure joy, my brethren, when you go through these things, right? But we're able to endure those things and withstand because of the help and the guidance that is given to us. So maybe it's not even like whatever it is that we're dealing with is like, you know, the bounty quicker picker-upper, right? It's not just swiped away. It's still there, right? For instance, I mean, we would say, of course, you could look on the internet and there's a multitude of theories and things that are being said about the wildfires in Hollywood, right? Or not Hollywood, California, and out that way. And that can be associated with a lot of different ideologies. And I'm not even going down that rabbit trail. But what I'm saying is that in the midst of those people facing such a tragic event, it's not just like all of a sudden, poof, you know, it's gone. They still have to work through that. It's still going to be a process. It's not just going to automatically fix itself. And so, you know, I think that's the realness of even, we would say for someone who places their trust in Christ, is that just because we have faith and we trust and we know that God cares for us, it doesn't mean that all the stuff that may be somewhat overwhelming is just automatically, you know, taken away like a magic eraser, right? I don't know if any guys, I don't know if you've ever used one of those things, magic erasers, you know. They do a wonderful job. Maybe I just gave an advertisement for that. I don't know. But it's not so much the taking away as it is the ability to endure what it is that we're dealing with, right? And I think that's what James is speaking to when he says that it's the testing of your faith so that you endure. So like with Daniel chapter 3, verse 25, and Nebuchadnezzar says the fourth looks like the Son of God. Or, you know, I think that's the King James, and then the NIV says the Son of the God or something, I forget. And so, and that's a whole nother dilemma, right, people get upset about. But that's the thing is that in the midst of what was going on for standing, right, in Daniel's day, for standing for the right thing, and not bowing down there, that even though they were in the midst of the fire, they were able to endure because of Christ. And really, it's the same principle that we could say that James is stating, is that you may be surrounded, right? And it may be like in your face, and you are actually having to deal with those things. You know, we can do that. It's the substance that we draw from, that through Christ. And so he goes on and says there in the Bible that if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. But, you know, prior to that, in verse 4, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So what is it that is producing, right? It's producing something within you that you understand that, hey, you know, just because maybe the things that I suppose or consider that I should have in the moment of what I'm dealing with right now, again, it's enough because Christ is enough. And his being, his power, everything about him keeps me. It holds me. And so we are able to endure those moments. And all of us, again, we would say that there's different moments that we're going to endeavor in, right? There's going to be different things and challenges, trials. And so that's part of that withstanding, and to basically gain a deeper appreciation for our relationship with Christ, because we start to see that those pressures and those trials that you would say that in some shape or form they may get to a point to where it's just it pulls at us and maybe even could somewhat possibly knock us down. That's not the case. So true it is that in the midst of such heartache, such pain, that because of Christ we're able to endure. You know, oftentimes I can look back in my life and remember of, you know, difficult times basically that occurred because of maybe an unexpected death, right? It's like top of the list if you would want to say that. I don't even know if that's correct terminology, but we would say that, you know, unexpectedly, somebody unexpectedly passing. Like, for instance, in our family, I remember on my wife's side of the family, one of her relatives was here at the house like the week before he basically died, just unexpectedly. And so you would think in that moment it's just like a snatch, right? It grabs you, it jolts you, and it's devastating because, like I said, just the week prior, he was sitting on a couch and I was having a conversation with a man, and now he's gone. But even in the instance of where we would say something of that magnitude happens, God's grace and his allowance for us to be able to go through that, right? To go through that and endure it and stand and cling to him when everything else seems to be falling away. When it's like, you know, we would come to that place and say, you know, why did this happen? And the only reassurance that's going to be able to help us in those moments of such pain and sorrow is only found in the hope and the promise of Christ. Because we see that because of his life, that death is not the one who wins. It's been defeated, right? So I think that as we continue to press on in that, and I go back to this lady that I got to visit with, this precious soul. In some ways, you know, she would say again, like I said about the Trapp family the other day, that they're thankful that I was able to stop by. But man, I'm thankful for the encouragement that I gained from these people, these people that have lived long and they have gray hair, right? And to just sit and listen to them, and let them talk about the times that they've endured and how God has prevailed in their life time and time again. And just to basically, it's almost like you're taking it in, you know, like a sponge. And it's so beneficial. So I would encourage you, you know, if you have older believers in your church, if you have people that are older in their faith and you have some time to, make some time to go talk to them. And I know in our society we have emails and text messages and appointments to set up, but I'm a little bit more old-fashioned. I just stop in. Yeah, I come in unannounced at people's houses sometimes. Maybe that's not popular these days. I don't know. I don't know what is popular anymore. It's almost like we've become a society that we say, I know this is cliche of being so connected, but yet we're disconnected. I mean, I ride with people every day and they don't talk. They're on their phones. There are some conversations, but that's a whole nother thing. And I apologize for getting down that path, but make the time. Make the time to go listen to these older people of the faith and listen to their stories of endurance and how God has brought them through time and time again. And I think, and not so much as I think, that's the wrong word to say. I know in my heart of hearts that he will do the same for you as he does for his children. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking again with you soon.